It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For the good stuff. Nothing but good news and positivity for your day. It is brought to you by Bathfitter of Syracuse. Artists have begun making the butter sculpture at the fair. 800 pounds of butter arrived at the dairy building yesterday. It's the 51st annual butter sculpture, which of course will be unveiled the day before the fair begins, August 20th. By the way, the fair, when the fair is over, they take all that butter, they recycle it to create electricity in a methane digester. Yum.
The butter sculpture is always something I look forward to seeing every year at the fair. And honestly, I thought the butter went to waste after using it for the sculpture, but I'm actually glad to hear that they recycle it and use it to create electricity, which blows my mind.
By the way, and people get mad. Did you know this? People get mad when we reveal what it is the day before because they don't want it. It's like a spoiler. Yes, just so you know, it will be on our website when it happens. There's spoiler alert, just so you're aware of that.
Tell me something good.
A New Jersey community came together to help a neighbor with special needs. Lamar Harris has lived in his family's home all his life, but owed back taxes that put him in danger of foreclosure. His neighbors raised $50,000 for him to keep his home.
See, that's good neighbors right there. And I've lived next to, when I lived in Rochester, bad neighbors. When I lived here, actually really good neighbors. And I feel like they would probably do, I know that I would help do that for them as well. And it just, it's always nice to live in a neighborhood where people care about each other.
Tell me something good.
An 11-year-old boy from El Paso is honoring the memory of the 22 victims of that mass shooting last weekend with the hashtag El Paso Challenge. It encourages people to do 22 good deeds in honor of the 22 who died. Ruben Martinez says he just wants to show that the people of El Paso are good.
I think this is a wonderful idea. Great way to bring the community together. Also, you know, good deeds can be as simple as, you know, picking up a piece of garbage off the ground, helping a neighbor with groceries. So I think 22 good deeds would actually be pretty easy to do.
Get more good news at Y94FM.com and submit your good stuff anytime at Y94 Syracuse on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's Pat McMahon in the morning on Y94.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.